Blog Talk Radio.
Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Get ready to be the best you can be. Stay tuned for the Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules, your host from beautiful, cool, and refreshing Southern California. I have been promising everyone an incredible show during our second week in 2009, and this is it. Last week, as you may remember, we had John Asaroff with us, and we focused a little bit about the Secret DVD, which talked about how to change our thoughts to create our success and wealth in our lives. Well, this week, we're going to be talking about a brand new movie DVD that goes way beyond where The Secret left off and shows you how we can obtain the inner power to create an incredible life. Before we get going on this incredible show, though, let me just mention that we have a few new shows starting up this week. We have Relationship RX, which has the perfect prescription on your existing relationship. If you are married, you will want to listen to Lisa Hayes, the expert in relationships. And on Thursday, we have Todd Silva with his new show, Give Away a Dollar a Day. And he is going to be talking to Mr. 2020. Yep, that's really his name, so you won't want to miss that. Then on Friday, we have Law of Attraction Singles with Don Michaels, who's going to help you find your ideal mate. And then don't forget, Dee Wallace will be back with us on Saturday with another great show. So here's your chance to call in and talk with Dee about your personal issues. And for next week's show on Law of Attraction Talk Radio, we have scientist Dr. Leo Kim, who studied with Deepak Chopra and Bernie Siegel. Dr. Kim did research on death. So we're going to be talking about scientific research that definitely gives the edge to life after death. It's fascinating, absolutely fascinating. And you can find all of this information on these wonderful shows by going to www.lawofattracttalkradio.com. Remember, keep your mind plugged into being a conscious creator, all through the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Now, on to tonight's show. There is a new movie DVD that's got me all excited, and it's called Full Confidence, and it's been created by Veronica De Andreas. This movie has such an important message that it needs to be sent home with every school child and handed out to every employee, and I would love to see every elected official watch this movie as well. We need to get this message to go around the world, and it's got to go around over and over and over again. Full Confidence is not a movie about obtaining great monetary wealth or material possessions. It's a movie that will help us move beyond our fear to create our dreams, which may very well include prosperity and abundance. For me, Full Confidence has brought great clarity, and I want to shout it out to the world. Watch this DVD. So today I have Veronica De Andreas from Buenos Aires, Argentina. Let me tell you about Veronica, because she is quite an impressive lady. Veronica holds a master's in education with distinction from Oxford Brookes University, England. For the last 20 years, she has dedicated herself to study and research of motivation, self-esteem, emotional intelligence, and effective learning. She's an executive member of the International Council for Self-Esteem. At present, she teaches in the master's degree program for organizational coaching at the university in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Veronica has wide international experience. She has delivered keynotes, seminars, and trainings in English, Spanish, and French in 5 continents. She has given presentations for prestigious companies and educational organizations, including universities in Finland, Spain, Israel, and Argentina. Veronica has literally trained thousands of teachers and parents and business people all around the world with the most life-changing information. And it's all about one word, love. I'm sure you're going to agree with me. The world is so blessed to have Veronica in it. Welcome, Veronica, to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm so glad you could be with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Veronica, let's just dive right in because I've got so many questions. First off, why is our self-esteem so out of whack? What makes us doubt our power and recede our confidence?
That's a very interesting question, and it's these kind of questions that we answer in our film, Full Confidence, because it's the kind of questions that are very close to our human nature and our heart. Why is our self-esteem so out of whack? Well, basically, because we have a negative self-image. We don't believe in ourselves. And what makes us doubt our power and recede our confidence? In my opinion, it is that we have internalized the negative answers and comments about ourselves from our significant others. And when I say significant others, I mean parents first, teachers next, and later on our peers. And we were not taught to question the opinion that others have of ourselves. Actually, it's quite the contrary. Imagine when we were kids, we had total faith in the words of our parents. And research has shown that on average, children receive 450 negative comments a day and only 50 positive ones. So if we repeatedly receive negative comments about ourselves, those comments begin to build the image we have of ourselves. If that image is later on reinforced by more negative comments from parents or from teachers or peers, well, we end up having a very negative self-image. And that is so strong that no matter what happens later on our adult life, we will try to confirm that image. So even when things go well for us, we will unconsciously sabotage our success opportunities. We will somehow attract negative people to our life and negative situations that will be there to confirm how negative we are. Our negative self-image. So when we fail, we confirm the negative self-image and we see ourselves as failures. We identify ourselves with a failure and we say, I'm a failure. And that's the best way to lose our confidence and to ignore our light. And I was thinking the other day about something that Plato said. We can easily forgive a child who is afraid of the dark. But the real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of the light. And from my point of view, the real tragedy is that when we are afraid of our own light and when we ignore that we have the light. And our film, Full Confidence, is aimed at letting people know that we all have that light. We can all have that full confidence that is something we are born with.
Oh, yes, and I noticed the movie really brings this out. It's wonderful. Perhaps we can talk about some of the main dream keepers and the dream killers. I found this to be absolutely fascinating in your movie.
Yeah, thank you very much for asking that question about dream keepers and dream killers. Well, I know it was Martin Luther King who said, I have a dream, And those words are still vibrating in the whole world. And although I know these four powerful words stood for a cause, I also believe that they resonated so much with humanity because we all need to have a dream in order to feel alive. A dream is a way of stretching ourselves and discovering not only who we are, but more importantly, who we can be. So how can we keep our dreams alive if they are so important? And I'd like to share with you some of the principles that we have explained in our film. The first one is focus on faith. Then I'd like to share with you what choose the company you keep means. And the third one is nourish your imagination with inspiration. So let's go with the first dream keeper, focus on faith. What happens when you want to have everything clear all the time? You'll probably kill your dream with the poison of anxiety. Instead, when you accept uncertainty as part of the process, when you choose to focus on faith, you'll keep it alive. So see to believe is replaced by believe to see, believe to create. And Walt Disney, who was a fantastic dream keeper, had a rule: never criticize your dream. At the beginning of the dream, when it's still very uncertain and vague, we need to stop our rational mind that is constantly judging and criticizing and let the dream unfold itself from within. So as you start walking in the direction of your dream, one step will take you to the next one. And you will build your dream like the Chinese wall, one brick at a time. So the first principle, the first dream keeper, accept uncertainty and trust the process. Then think of the company you keep. This is another dream keeper. Choose the company you keep. It is said that we end up being like the five people we see most often. So if we surround ourselves with people who are disempowering, we will disempower ourselves. So choose to be with people who are positive, people you look up to. They will have an enormous positive impact on your emotions and actions and certainly on your dream. And bear in mind that emotions are contagious. And the most contagious of all is joy. Enthusiasm, excitement, and joy are the fuel that gives the energy to take action and achieve your dreams. And now we have another dream keeper, which is very much along the same lines. Ask yourself, how are you nourishing your imagination? What books are you reading? What TV programs are you watching? What radio shows are you listening to? What films are you discussing? In other words, how are you feeding your conscious or your subconscious mind? If we spend too much time of watching the news on TV, we'll probably end up having a catastrophic view of the future. And that is a powerful dream killer. Instead, if you choose to feed your imagination with words, with images that are inspiring, you will end up inspired. And the power of imagination is beyond our understanding. And Aristotle reminded us that a vivid imagination compels the whole body to obey it. So if you can see it, you can attract it. If you can see it, you can do it. So if you want to keep your dream alive, nourish your imagination with inspiration.
Well, that's a perfect advertisement for the Law of Attraction Radio Network. How can we learn to use the power within us, as well as maybe pulling talents together in order to achieve our dreams?
I'd like to mention five steps you can take to do that. The first step, the most important of all, is to decide what you want. Is to decide what you want to achieve. generally, we hold an image of what we don't want, so we attract that. Now, what we focus on is what we get. That's the principle. That's how it works. So start to create a picture of your dream in colors, with high definition, with details. And, as we said before, never criticize your dream. Remember, sometimes we do this before the dream is hardly born. So ask yourself, what would I dream today if I knew I would not fail? That's the first step. Now, the second step is think that what you want to achieve can be done and that you can do it. How can you do this? Now make a list of your past successes, those things that you have achieved in the past, and start building a success corner. And remember the many times you turned other dreams into reality. So in other words, never take yourself for granted. That's the second step. Think that what you want can be achieved and that you can achieve it. Third step, ask for anything you need. What do you need? Help, support, ideas? Well, my friend Jack Canfield states that learning to ask is perhaps one of the most important attitudes to develop in order to make a dream a success. Now ask like children do, several times, in different ways. I remember my own kids coming time and again asking the same thing until they got a yes. Ask and it shall be given, says the Bible. People like to give. That is also something we need to remember. And if someone says no, what can we do? Well, we can say, next, go and ask someone else. Step four, persevere. Persevere. Many times we sabotage our success by abandoning our dream only one step before we reach the peak. The thing is that in general, we don't know how close we are, and we can give up and give way to our anxiety and let our fears creep in. And then, yeah, we give up. So the clue is never, never give up. Change your strategy if necessary. Imagine a different way of doing it. Be creative, but never, never give up. Quite the contrary. Measure your success by the number of fears you had to give up in order to persevere. And finally, think of the following. Sometimes, maybe you're facing too many challenges to make your dream come true. So what can you do then? Then it's the time to connect your dream with a higher purpose. Ask yourself, how can I be of service? How can I provide value to others through my dream? And sometimes we may think that the higher purpose is only for certain professions, for the preachers or the teachers or the doctors. But actually, it is for all. As Martin Luther King said, again, he's one of my heroes, you don't need a college degree to serve. All you need is a heart filled with joy and a soul full of love.
Wow, I think those steps bring everything together. How would we go about using these principles in order to have full confidence in relationships?
Oh, that's a very, very interesting question. Because whatever happens in your relationships is a reflection of what happens inside you, in relation to you. So before thinking of how to use the principles and resources to live life to the fullest in relationships, you need to begin with yourself. First and foremost, you need to be in contact with yourself. You need to develop your self-awareness. If you are a stranger to yourself, others will be strangers to you. So ask yourself, how are you treating yourself? Are you paying attention to your wants and needs? Are you in contact with your emotions? Are you taking action? Emotion means in motion. And one clear way of showing love for yourself is to be aware of what you're feeling and what you're needing, and to take the necessary actions and steps to be in harmony and at peace with yourself first. And then we want to love. We want to be loved. Perhaps that is the essence of what we seek in relationships. And the principle is, love begins with you. So it's not about a formula or a recipe that you need to learn in order to have success in your relationships, but an attitude of love to exercise and develop with yourself. But when you do that, when you love yourself, then you can love your family, your friends, your colleague, your spouse. And you will be able to experience what I call the love ripple effect, knowing that the first ripple comes from the love you feel for yourself. Only then it can expand and touch others. And the most successful relationships come from people who feel this love and appreciation and respect for themselves, which is another way of saying that they have healthy self-esteem. But when you have your self-esteem is okay, you're confident, you express joy, you exude love, people want to be around that energy. You attract people into your life. Also, people with healthy self-esteem and who are confident are inclined to tell the truth, to keep promises. They're not afraid of apologizing and saying, I made a mistake, are likely to honor commitment and to show coherence between what they say, what they do. Well, all these are conditions which are absolutely necessary to have successful relationships. But all these things come after you experience love within your heart for yourself. So love begins with you.
Veronica, I've noticed that when you start loving yourself, the whole dynamics in relationships change. Often we start losing our inner circle as we start developing. Is that part of it?
It is part of it. When you start projecting all this love, you will attract people who are like-minded into your life with that kind of have like the same energy. You know, the saying, birds of the same feather flock together. So some people, perhaps some relationships which perhaps right now are toxic in your life, will vanish, will disappear. And for me, that is part of the process. And you will start having more healthy relationships that will be attracted by your energy. One way of keeping a dream alive, one of the dream keepers is also to surround yourself with inspiring people. So you will have to get rid of the toxic relationships. But that will happen in a way, it will happen naturally.
Is the losing of these relationships, do they have to be painful?
It brings pain if we don't see it as something which is a natural process. Actually, the moment of the pain can be part of the process, but then suffering, as we say, is optional. So if you are in the constant regret of what you could not achieve or what has disappeared from your life, that is the suffering that is coming not so much from reality, but is coming from your own thinking. Now, if you accept it, that every human being here comes with a purpose, and it's your sole purpose that is part of your own life, and the people that maybe disappear from your life, they are living their own path, and it's part of their own growth, and you accept it as a natural process, then the pain can be there for a while, but it will not last forever.
Well, that makes sense. What about health? Will living without confidence affect our health?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, living a life without confidence definitely affects our health. Recent research has shown that when we are in fear, when we are without confidence, we are in fear, our brain produces a release of cortisol in excess, which has a terrible effect, it's affecting the suppression of the proper functioning of the immune system and ultimately the development of disease. When we are in fear, Even a small challenge can produce stress. Without confidence, even a very small difficulty can produce stress. And then again, our brain will produce a necessary release of adrenaline that can stay in our system, in our body for too long, and much more time than is needed, as if we were to face a lion, and indeed we're only facing a small difficulty. And again, the excess of adrenaline increases the blood pressure, affects the heart rate, and it can even damage the cells in our brain that are responsible for our memory. So we are very lucky now to live in the times where medicine is discovering all this, and they are developing like a new branch which is called psychoneuroimmunology, a difficult name, and that is studying this field, and it's bringing like a revolutionary conception of medicine, of how we can heal ourselves and also prevent diseases by increasing our positive emotions. And I believe that in the near future, medicine will not be so focused on the symptoms and of illnesses or illnesses themselves, but on the understanding on how to prevent disease and seeing health as something good to preserve through the mind-body-spirit connection. They are already giving us indications that if we increase our positive emotions, our confidence, we can increase our health, confidence, and all feelings associated with it, such as joy, compassion, are all good for us. These feelings are good for our hearts because the blood pressure is decreased. Increasing our confidence is also good because we have a greater secretion of hormones, like oxytocin, which is called the love hormone. There's also the increase of another one, which is called the DEA, which is the hormone of rejuvenation. So actually we can rejuvenate and we can remain very, very healthy because the immune system is protected. So I think it's basically now to start understanding the connection between how we feel and our health. And we have now clear indications that there's lots we can do to be healthy by paying attention to our emotions.
Veronica, you mentioned value. Could there be some potential if people could recognize that they could just get outside of themselves, outside of their problems, and be of service? Is that a possible solution to their problem?
Yes, absolutely. And also, now there is a very, very clear link between happiness and being of service. And actually, I think there's some Harvard research that has been done that has shown clearly that the number one cause, the number one principle that makes people happy is to be of service. So it's very, very interesting because now all the neurosciences and the great universities in the world are showing us something that perhaps we always knew. All religions always indicated, and it's imprinted in the human heart. And it's this need to be of service to others, this need to give value to someone else, this need to help somebody else, this immediately brings happiness to you, and this immediately brings what the neurosciences have called the release of hormones that brings the whole system into alignment. So this is what I call the mind-body connection. And it's very, very beautiful that now all these principles are available to everyone.
I'm beginning to see this evolution of humans drifting away from the selfishness of it all and coming together and being of service and feeling that love. And I think that's why I love the movie Full Confidence so much. It's because it's about this new evolution of going beyond our fear, connecting with ourselves, being of service, loving one another, loving the world, and knowing that we're all connected.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And this is what we were seeing, this new area emerging so clearly, this new paradigm. We used to live in the paradigm of fear, which was characterized by competition, by rigidity, the fruits of fear, violence, and I want to be better than you, and this is mine, and egoism. And now we know that those things will lead you nowhere except the death of your immune system, or death of a relationship, or death of a family or a company. And now the new paradigm, which is the paradigm of love, is bringing new fruits to us, to cooperate instead of compete, to have inner peace. And how do you have inner peace? It's when you accept yourself, when you forgive yourself and others, to express gratitude. You know, there's one quote by Einstein that said, there are two ways of seeing life, as if everything was a miracle or nothing is a miracle. Now more and more people are beginning to realize that in this new paradigm, everything can be seen as a miracle. And that's why we can learn to express gratitude. So it's this new paradigm emerging, and I see this with my business clients, and I see this now with my university students. It's easier to talk about love. People are beginning to understand the new paradigm. We are living in this new paradigm more and more.
I am so grateful I'm alive and I get to see and experience this firsthand.
Me too.
You know, another thing I loved about the film is that you had all these inspirational quotes that tied in so beautifully. Boy, did they touch me. Talk about inspiration. Why did you choose to use these valuable tools from people like Mark Twain and Mother Teresa and Nelson Mandela? Oh, it was so wonderful.
In our film, Full Confidence, Overcoming Fear with the Power of Love, we wanted to bring all this inspiration from people of all times that somehow showed us a path. And we chose people from different contexts, backgrounds, and times to show that even if this new paradigm of love seems to be the new thing, actually it's not new. And what these people have in common, Lao Tzu, Cicero, Mother Teresa, Nelson Mandela, Walt Disney, Winston Churchill, St. Francis of Assisi, is that they have all left a legacy. So we have gathered the main words that they have left for humanity as their legacy, and we have put them in our film. Now, what they were human beings, so it's important to know that they were not perfect, but having said this, I would like to say that in each case, what we saw, and that's why we chose them, is that they were mostly guided by love. And they used both their minds and their hearts to make their dreams come true. And they opened a path where there was no trail, and so they left a legacy. Lao Tzu, imagine the Chinese philosopher, he encouraged his followers to develop intuition and to build up personal power and to use that power to lead life with love and without force. And we're talking 600 years before Christ. Now Cicero, the great Roman philosopher, he used his integrity throughout all his life and he left a legacy of his writings. Mother Teresa. Why did we choose Mother Teresa? Well, perhaps she is the most extraordinary example of love and service. And I found it very, very moving when I read that once she was asked, what can we do to promote world peace? And her answer was, go home and love your family. You know, love begins with you. Nelson Mandela, as you all know, the first president of South Africa, another clear example of a life led by love. After being in jail 27 years, when he was released in 1990, instead of revenge, he chose love, supporting reconciliation and negotiation. And Nelson Mandela is a firm believer that education is the most powerful weapon or tool rather than a weapon to change the world. Now, Walt Disney, he was the one who said, if you can dream it, you can do it. And also never, never, never criticize your dream. And thought he had to overcome many financial crises in order to create his Disneyland. And he kept his eyes upon the goal. So his legacy could be believe to see, instead of see to believe. Winston Churchill. I love Winston Churchill because he made his most important contributions after the age of 65, when he was elected prime minister. So it's never too late to become a hero. Now, the hero of the Second World War used his passion to encourage and inspire his people, and he gave them a vision of hope. And then St. Francis of Assisi, he showed his love of creation through his love of every living creature, including all animals. And he wrote this famous prayer that begins with a line that says, and a line I like to repeat to myself, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy.
And by the end of the film, you begin to think, if they can do it, so can I. And that's why this film is so wonderful. Veronica, share with all the listeners the story behind making Full Confidence. It's really, really a great story.
That's a beautiful story behind the film. I think that during many, many years after I gave a talk or a seminar, people came and asked me, well, where can we learn all these things? And actually, what I was giving them was not something that could be taught in a university or a course. It was a mixture of an eclectic approach of all the things that I had gathered throughout my 20 years of experience as a teacher and a trainer in self-esteem and through my own life experience. So we started thinking, in what way could we put this knowledge, these gems of knowledge that had been given to me by others, of course, and I'd like to name Jack Canfield as one of my mentors and inspiration. How could we put all this in a way that could be received by everyone? You know, like the president of a company or a housewife, or it didn't really matter. People from different contexts or backgrounds. I was lucky enough to be training to all sorts of people and in five continents. And then the idea of the film came to us. We said, why don't we put together these principles, these resources, and make them available through a film, something that could be easy for people to watch, to understand. How can we document the experiences that I had been having throughout my life? And that's how the film was born, with this desire to make this available to everyone. And we gathered with my team, and we thought of a film that could take confidence to every corner of the world. That's the mission that inspired and guided us. And that's how it started. And it's interesting because the producers of the film and the directors of the film are part of my family. Florencia Andres is my eldest daughter, and her husband Lucas. They are the producers and directors of the film. And it was very hard at first to decide what to choose from all this vast experience of so many years. And this is so very beautiful the way it happened, because we sat down in my garden at first and they interviewed me, and out of many, many hours of interviews, we decided which were the main ideas that would be part of the film. And then it happened like the Chinese wall, one brick at a time. And many miracles happened throughout the making of the film. It took us actually 2 years. It was 20 years of experience, but it took us 2 years to put the concepts in and to create the film. And what I want to share with your audience is that when you are committed, when you are truly, truly committed, then things happen. Lots of people started coming to help us. It was our first experience in creating a movie. We had no experience in that field. I had a lot of experience talking in front of audiences and large audiences, but it was very, very different to be in front of a camera. We didn't know the people from the field, you know, and one after the other one, they were all somehow attracted to us. They all appeared. And I'd like to say something about the music in the film. The music is celestial. It's absolutely beautiful. And how did that happen? Well, one day we started like dreaming, because it was a large process of dreaming, seeing what you wanted to achieve and dreaming. And I said, what would I dream today if I knew I could not fail? I would dream of using the music of John Smith, J-O-N, John Smith, who is a fabulous musician and piano composer, perhaps the most brilliant New Age and classical pianist of these times. And we wrote him about our film and said, can we use one of your songs, at least one? Because we would not be able to afford a budget, you know, to use all of his music. And the extraordinary thing is that, like 2 hours later, he, after watching 3 chapters that we had put on YouTube as a trial, he watched those 3 chapters and he responded, "You can use all of my music. I am honored to be part of this project."
Wow.
Yeah, so that's one of the miracles that happened throughout the 2 years that we worked on this project. So this is my message for the people that are listening to this interview. If you have a dream, stick to it. Commit fully to it. Then the universe will give you what you need, and lots of things will start happening in alignment with your dreams. People will come to help. People will say yes. Doors will be opened. People will invite you to a radio interview like now.
That's right. You know, I remember somebody sent me the link to the YouTube video and I saw it and I'm just going, oh my goodness. I've got to contact Veronica immediately and get you on the show. This information is too valuable.
Thank you so very much. I am honored by this interview. And it's so extraordinary, but I think that finding each other is so beautiful, because now I know of your work, and I'm also very, very inspired by your work, by how you are being of service to others. And also I think that through this interview, we can encourage people to follow their dreams. We can tell them, it can happen, you can make it happen, go for it. With a very solid basis. It's not just words of encouragement, it's with facts.
Absolutely. And do you know what else is really exciting? You and I, and many other people, as well as the composer of your music, are part of the ripple effect that is now taking place. That's exciting.
Yes, yes. And it's happening. It's happening. We are making it happen, and we are very, very privileged to be living in this time where we see these things happening and we are so aware of them. And the more aware we are, the more aware others will be.
I am truly excited. You know what? I think it's time to tell people how they can purchase a copy of Full Confidence. First of all, if you are listening to the show from Law of Attraction Radio Network, you'll notice that there is a link for Full Confidence on the homepage, as well as my host page, which is Law of Attraction Talk Radio. You can click on that and it will take you directly to Amazon. Also, I have it on Law of Attraction Tools on the Powerful Tools page. You can tell I really want to get this movie out to everyone. So, go and get this fantastic movie. You will not regret it. Now, if you want to see the YouTube video of the movie, before you purchase, go to the Law of Attraction Radio Network site, and down at the bottom, it has a page to view the videos. I also encourage you to visit Veronica's website, and that is full-confidence.com. That's full-confidence.com. She has really some terrific things on there. Can you share some of the stuff with us, Veronica?
They can watch the trailer there. They can read about confidence. They can also, there's the blog. We have a blog with other interviews. And they, if they go to the blog, they can also listen to the wonderful music and download the music by John Smith, which is quite extraordinary.
And this is proof positive that the world is small because, again, Veronica's coming to us from Argentina.
Yes. Yes, it's in Buenos Aires.
And you're currently teaching at the university there.
It's the Universidad del Salvador. University, it hasn't got a translation. It's Universidad del Salvador. It's located in Buenos Aires, Argentina. But I've been teaching throughout the world, and I also teach in Spain, and I've also taught in Finland and in Sweden and in Israel and in England. It's been strange, but this is the way I think that the universe has given me the chance to see how universal this message is. I have been like led by love to know more about love and to see that this message can be useful for a teacher in Nigeria. In the year 2007, I was teaching these principles to teachers in Nigeria, and a couple of years before, I was teaching these principles to engineers in Sweden, in Scania. So, and the questions were the same, the needs are the same, and the message is absolutely valid, and it's universal.
And that's another thing that makes this film so important. Everyone can identify. Every culture, every country, every age, every human can identify with this movie. So I hear you're putting this movie to a book now.
We just finished writing the book. We wrote the book because the largest Spanish publisher requested the book. When I say the book, it's the book that is like an extension of the film. And Editorial Planeta, when they watched the film, they asked us to write the book. And that was another miracle I was telling you about. You know, it's like when you commit, then the universe will give you all the opportunities you need. So throughout all this year, we completed the writing of a book that started 8 years ago. But we have plans to have the book translated into English.
Wonderful. That just means more people will be exposed to this a really important message. Veronica, we're getting close to the end. I was just wondering if there is anything that you would like to mention that perhaps you haven't already.
I would like to give you one more dream keeper. Many, many times when we have a dream, like writing a book or producing a film or whatever, small, big, doesn't matter the size, your dream is important. It's your dream. But then we start saying things like, I have no time, I have no money, I have no luck. That is a dream killer. Now, how many times have you played the victim role? This is something I ask my clients, I ask my students, I ask the audience I work with. But this is not to make you feel guilty. It is quite the contrary, to raise your awareness of the negative effect that these words can have on your dream. When you say no money, no time, no luck, think of the coming year, 2009. If you're going to use these words for the next coming year, you're tying down your power. Like a lion tied with strong ropes, these words can prevent you from knowing who you are and what you can achieve in the coming year. Now, we say that words have power. Words are not innocent. Words are not gone with the wind. What we say to ourselves and to others have a tremendous impact on our energy level, on our mind, on our whole self. Now, if I say I have no luck, well, my mind believes that, and my mind will do everything that it can possibly do to make such belief come true. Now, instead, what would be the dream keeper? If you choose to be responsible, and responsible means able to respond to anything that happens to you, you can keep your dream alive. You will begin to see life as a miracle, difficulties as opportunities, and failures as learning experiences. Now, in the process of making a dream come true, not all your actions will be successful. I can guarantee that. So making mistakes are a necessary part of the learning process. In order to see them as opportunities for growth, you need to see yourself 100% responsible. No guilt, but also no excuses or explanations, only learning opportunities. And this is my last thought for you today. Remember that life can be seen this way. 10% is what happens to you, and 90% is how you respond to it. So in this year 2009, choose to be responsible. Choose to see yourself able to respond with love to anything that happens to you. And I can guarantee you that your dream will come true.
And there you have the reason why I love doing my show, because I get to talk to people like Veronica. So Veronica, I have one request. There's going to be many people who get this film, DVD, and watch it. So I'm already focusing in on the next DVD. I would love to see you and Jack Canfield do a full-length movie and expand everything that you have just put into this movie and bring us to another level of consciousness.
That would be lovely. And, you know, it's one of my dreams to do something with Jack. I've known Jack for the last 10 years or more. And we have developed this relationship of mutual admiration. And actually, he has been my mentor and my inspiration for many years. But then I have also expanded my horizon. Yeah. And he has endorsed the film. But I think that you've been reading my mind. I would love to make a film with him and go a step further. It's the next step. It's what people are wanting more now.
Oh, I absolutely agree. I just have this very, very strong feeling that if you and Jack Canfield got together and did a movie, full-length movie, I think it would rock the world to the next level. Are you listening, Jack?
It's so beautiful what you're saying. And I've always felt that one day we'll do something quite extraordinary with him. We share not only the same way of thinking, but also it's a coincidence, but we share the same birthday.
Well, that's a good sign. Well, Veronica, our time is at an end. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed doing this show. Thank you for everything you are doing. We are so blessed to have you in the world.
I cannot thank you enough for inviting me and inviting, when I say inviting me, I say inviting me and my team and the film and all this, this being of service to the world and helping us to accomplish our mission, which is to take the power of confidence to every corner of the world. We are so very thankful. And here I am talking with you, but I have Lucas and Florencia surrounding me, and they are all smiling, and I wish you could see their faces because we're all very, very happy and thankful.
Well, that makes four of us because I'm sitting here smiling too. So thank you very much. And to all the wonderful listeners out there, have an exceptional week, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio, hosted by Jules Johnson. For more information, go to www.lawofattractiontools.com.